I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. When the StoryCorps mobile booth visited Columbia in 2016, Jack and Patricia Stewart sat down to talk about their marriage of more than 60 years and their 7 children. One year, the family had relocated to France for Jack's job. Here, he remembers how they tried to make Christmas special for the kids while living abroad.
Well, I have a story that I'd like to tell about France that is one of my favorites, and I can tell this one, I guess, without making anybody too upset, but actually the culprit is me. We had 4 boys of our 7 children, 4 of them were boys, and when they were in France, they ranged in age from 16 to 6, 17, I guess. So because it was the week after Christmas, and it was vacation time, we decided that it would be nice to have a Christmas tree in our little house that we were living in. And they didn't sell Christmas trees in Clermont-Ferrand like they do in the United States. So we decided we'd go out in the woods and cut one. Across the street from where we lived was a large hill. And on the top of it was a really old chateau that was falling apart. It was just stones and rubble left, but a lot of trees on that site. So one snowy day in December, the 4 boys and I started out about noon, walking up the hill to get to the chateau and get up there to cut a tree down for a Christmas tree. Well, it took a couple hours just to get to the top of the hill where the trees were, and we looked around and found one. I said, okay, guys, this is the one. Let's cut it down and get it down to the house, and we'll put it up in our living room. So I said, who's got the saw? And they all looked at each other, and they looked at me, and nobody had a saw. And I said, well, what are we going to do now that we're up here? We can't get that tree down. And our son, Tim, who about that time was maybe 11 years old, he was a Cub Scout, I know that, he said, well, I've got my Cub Scout knife, and it's got a saw on it. And we said, well, okay, let's go with that. So for the next 2 hours, the little blade on that little Cub Scout knife went around that tree as many times as we could go around it, trying to cut it enough that we could push it over and break it off. And we did. And we carried it down the hill. And that was an adventure in itself, because by then it was dark. And the dogs were chasing us, and we had to cross a creek. And, you know, Andy fell in it, our 6-year-old, and left his shoe behind because it drifted away. And we came on down through the snow and finally made it to the house and put the tree up. Well, that's not the end of the story. It was a sad story and a bad day. But anyway, when I got to work, I was going to brag to all the French guys that I worked with, man, we got a Christmas tree in our house, and we're really proud of that. And then one of them told me, before I spread that story too much, he said, well, you know that the place where you are, where you got that tree, is a national park. It's absolutely forbidden to take rocks or trees or anything else out of that park. So I never told that story when I was in France.
What happened when you got the tree in the house?
It was too tall.
Yeah, it was too tall for the...
We had to cut it off again. But this time we had a saw in the house, the one we forgot to take with us.
Jack and Patricia Stewart at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps and Narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.